Okay, well, I hope that Clark just has to sit by, not stand by, because I get tired if I have to stand by. Anyway, WB9DQD, Gene in Mount Morris, Wisconsin, not Illinois or Michigan. And we're running, it's up to 50 degrees. We're going to be in a veritable heat wave, or old GEC's good easy calls banana belt. Anyway, we're on the 820S, and with just the MC50 microphone through a MFJ 949C tuner into a inverted V at about 25 feet at the apex, made out of 17-gauge galvanized steel electric fence wire from Fleet Farm. And it's been up there for a number of years, and it's still percolating. And nothing major planned today. We got a call. We're going to be going out for breakfast here with some of our friends from Manitowoc that have a cottage on the main lake, and we're going to, and you know that how that starts out. Bloody Marys, of course. And, and Dan, I was going to say, you can use that wind to your advantage. When I used to put up TV antennas and stuff and CB antennas, I'd always put a Magnum, an antenna specialist, Super Mag, on a mast with a nice big Gerald 937 antenna underneath it. And I'd walk that thing up the tower and I'd wait for a good gust of wind. I'd have the pipe ready to drop down into the tower and into the top of the Rhone 25, and just wait for that gust of wind and whoop, down right through the rotor, and that worked fine. And foolish me, I did that without wearing a safety belt or anything. So with that, back to you, Pat. And that picture of that gal holding the that standard handy talkie, that smile, it looks exactly like Wayne Green. So that's why I said I think that's his daughter, and that was Wayne's first wife, Sherry, that had that good-looking gal. KB9GKZ in the vintage sideband net. Welcome back, Pat. WB9DQD.